What's up, guys? Welcome back to another daily Bible reading snapshot. Today, we're looking at 1 Samuel 27, 28, and 29. Now, the narrative of David escaping Saul is kind of the repeated narrative. I mean, it keeps happening. But today, we see that David actually interacts with more than just Israelites. He's interacting primarily with the Philistines. So what we see here today is he's actually working for the Philistines. He lives with the Philistines. He first of all lives in the city of Gath, which is one of their primary cities, but then he's also given the city of Ziklag, which is probably towards the south of that area of Gath. So we think that they were given that city primarily because they did not want to hang out in the same city as David. They knew who David was. They knew that David was really an enemy of the Philistines, but they generally got along because David was fighting against the enemies of the Philistines. Now, the Philistines thought that David was fighting against the Israelites because, you know, remember, this is confusing because Saul, the king of Israel, is trying to kill David, an Israelite. So most people who saw this happening were probably thinking, well, David's biggest enemy is Saul, which is true. Okay, so the Philistines kind of liked that about David, that they had a common enemy. So David's with these Philistines, and at the same time, Saul is freaking out because he's not hearing responses from God. God is not responding to his prayers anymore. So he turns to the only person he knows who to talk to, and it's the person Samuel. And you might say, well, wait a minute, didn't Samuel die? Yes, Samuel is dead. So Saul's only chance to get any advice is to bring this lady who was a medium, which that means that they talked to dead people, which we see something interesting here. He disguises himself. This was outlawed by himself. So he goes to this place in secret, doesn't want anyone to know, shows up to this lady who's a medium who talks to dead people, right? And he says to her, call up Samuel. And she does. And she freaks out when she sees Samuel, which, if she was used to calling up dead people, why would she freak out? I think there's a little built-in realization there that she was not really a medium. She was just a fake. She was just someone who was getting money from people from pretending to talk to dead people when she's probably just making stuff up herself. But anyway, that's just what it seems like is going on here. Anyway, Samuel talks to Saul and he says, look, why did you bother me? First of all, which I think is another funny question. Why did you bother me? Right? He's with God. Like, he doesn't want to do this. But he's called back. And when he's called back through this weird situation with this lady, he says, look, remember, the kingdom's been torn away from you. You're going to die. You're going to be in so much trouble. And David's going to be king. And you knew all this stuff was going to happen. So then it leaves Saul in a very bad spot. So we see later on in chapter 29 that after it moves back kind of from Saul back to David, we see now David is going to take steps which are going to lead him closer to the throne. It says the Philistines didn't want David fighting with them because the Philistines were afraid that maybe in battle, if they were fighting against the Israelites, that David would switch sides. He'd go back to Israelite side, which again, kind of foreshadowing what's going to happen. David is going to be the king of Israel pretty soon here in the next few chapters. So we see that here in chapter 29. We see that there's this distrust. And now this whole scene in the Old Testament today has been David and Saul with the enemy, among the enemy. One of them was a spiritual enemy, right? That this medium, evil lady. And another one was these Philistines, David interacting with them. Very interesting how all this went down. That God used these bad people and these bad situations for good to advance his cause, which was basically to get David on the throne, right? So Saul was one of these bad people. This medium was one of these bad people. The Philistines were bad people, but God was preserving David the whole time throughout it, which is really cool. God was making it happen. God was sovereign over everything that was going on here, and he was going to accomplish his good work in David's life and also just with all the Israelites. So that's what we see here in 1 Samuel. Let's turn to the New Testament we're looking at now, Luke 17. Now, Luke 17 talks about temptation, and it talks about what we should do because of that, and also talks about service for God. So a lot of different topics here that Jesus speaks on. The first one is about temptation. He says, look, the world is full of temptations, but you do not want to be a person that brings temptation to other people. Please do not be a person who leads other people to sin. That's basically what Jesus says. It'll be really bad for you if you are a person that leads other people to sin. So he's very clear about this. Do not be that person. Super clear. So then he goes on and talks about how when we serve God and when we thank God, it's not extra credit. It's not something that, oh, it's so awesome. So glad that you served God. He says, well, you're a servant. What do you think a servant should do? right? We're God's servants. You think we should serve God? Yeah. And that's just what we should do. We shouldn't expect some big, parade for us. We should just say, well, we're unworthy servants doing exactly what we're supposed to do. There should be no like extra praise that we are expecting from God. The cool reality in the Bible is God does promise praise for us that we don't deserve, but that's exactly it. We don't deserve it. So then it goes on. Jesus talks about how he heals these lepers, not leopards, but lepers. Have you ever thought the Bible says God heals leopards? That's not true. He doesn't heal big mountain cats or whatever, jungle cats. He heals people who have a skin disease, these lepers. And he heals 10 of them, and only one of them came back and said thank you. And instead of Jesus saying, wow, extra credit, it's so good that you said thank you, he said, where are the other nine? Because the whole expectation was thanksgiving was not an extra add-on, extra credit. It was what was expected. Same thing with service. Service is expected. Thanksgiving is expected. So we need to do those things and not expect some big, praise from everybody for doing it, because it's just what God wants us to do. So when we do the right thing and when we say thank you, and people are impressed, because that will impress people now these days, we should be like this servant who says we are only unworthy servants doing exactly what we should do. And that's how we should feel every time we do what God's word says. Say, that's just what we're called to do. That's what we should do. So thanks for joining us with this daily Bible reading snapshot. We'll see you back tomorrow for another one.